You're listening to BBC Radio 3. It's just gone 10 o'clock and it's time now for a roundup of great new music from around the world with Lucy Duran.
Welcome to World Roots, and today I'm joined by writers John L. Walters and Arwa Haidar, who are here to sift through some great new music releases from around the world. Shortly, we'll be hearing field recordings from Coast Province, Kenya, Cypriot folk music with a modern twist, vintage gypsy pop from Tito's Yugoslavia, as well as the intriguing Frisian fado. But we'll start today with a track from our band In Session. Ever since they formed in the mid-1970s, they've worked tirelessly to preserve and promote the Cuban son tradition, that infectious mix of Spanish and African musical styles that was the soundtrack to 1920s Havana and beyond. So, here in the World Roots studio, with Chilandrón de Chivo from Havana, Cuba, this is Sierra Maestra.
Mataron al chivo y se lo comieron. Mataron al chivo y se lo comieron. Ay, qué chivo tan sabroso el que se comió Miguel. Ay, qué chivo tan sabroso.
Yo quiero comer un chivo.
Nine-piece Cuban son band Sierra Maestra with Chilandron de Chivo, recorded specially for World Roots in our Maida Vale studio, and we've more music from them later on in the programme. But first, joining me for our monthly roundup of new releases are John L. Walters and Arwa Haidar. So hello to both of you.
Hi, Lucy.
Arwa, we're starting with a new recording on Honest John's label, and what is it?
It's Mukunguni, which is a collection of field recordings, modern field recordings, of the Mijikenda people around the coastal province in Kenya. And it's a collection that's quite raw and unembellished at first when you listen to it, but it also, the more you listen to it, the more unusual twists there are in there. There are deep-rooted traditions, the notion that music can heal, percussive rhythms. But the track we're going to listen to is called Matatizo, or Worries. It was apparently recorded at a bus stop. And within the a cappella harmonies, if you listen, you'll also hear some references to very modern technology.
Haya mapenzi, ukokupenda, tulilete wa mazangu danda wena maulana. Haya mapenzi, ukokupenda.
Matatizo, meaning worries, a Swahili love song recorded at a bus stop. From the album Mukunguni, new recordings from Coast Province, Kenya, that's out on Honest John's.
When I started listening to this, I wasn't sure whether there'd be a coolness and detachment that would mean, you know, it felt analytical and wasn't...
Ethnographic rather
yeah,
than...
Yeah, which I, you know, which obviously isn't an easy... Like, seems like an outmoded way of listening to music in some ways. And they strike the balance well with this, and they strike it in ways that you don't necessarily expect. Something that I was quite intrigued by on the credits for this album, as you mentioned, it's on Honest John's, and the people that recorded it are actually a pair of German experimental musicians, Stefan Schneider and Sven Kaczurek, who has previously worked with Kenyan musicians. So there's a real depth of interest and enthusiasm here that means it's not a coolly analytical project. There are very deep-rooted traditions, but I think the touches like the bus stop and the spontaneity of that kind of recording mean it feels like a living, breathing
thing. A lot
thing.
Of the music on the album is music for healing.
Yes.
Which is not the sort of music that you would likely hear produced in a studio. So there are the thing about field recordings is that there are many kinds of music that people wouldn't necessarily want to listen to or have the opportunity to listen to that become accessible.
It's certainly not a conventional album, and it's not even a conventional Honest John's album, because we know this label from doing some very nicely curated compilations like London Is a Place for Me and folk music collections and Moondog recordings. So this is quite a different route. And when Ara mentioned the involvement of the producers, the guy from Two Rococo Rot,
Stefan Schneider's from that band,
I realised maybe there is a bit of an agenda here, that they're looking for some of the stranger noises, some of the more electronic sounding noises that appeal to their ears, their sense of what makes a contemporary recording. And I guess any person doing a field recording, however sort of conscientious they are, there's still going to be a musical animus working in the selection that we actually get onto the length of a CD.
The disparity of these tracks is really interesting. Some of them are, you know, tracks for exorcisms, and some of them are tracks for parties. And it's not a conventional album in that sense, but it works as a collection. I don't know, with some of the more raw percussive tracks, whether taken out of context, it would be an easy way to introduce it to someone.
You sort of have to admire Honest John's for putting out field recordings, because you know it's not going to sell thousands and thousands of copies. And you know, I really think that we need more albums that are like this, that are just field recordings. We were talking about the album Mukunguni, new recordings from Coast Province, Kenya, released by Honest John's. Moving to a very different part of the world, Cyprus. In fact, curiously enough, a country whose music isn't all that well known, or not that much represented outside the country itself. So what have you brought from Cyprus, John?
This is a trio with their debut album called Grippy Grappa. They're called Monsieur Dumani, stringed instruments and wind instruments, and this is a traditional song called Woman from Tilleria.
Στρογγέν μιτσίν με στους εφτά πλανήτες για λουρούδα μου. Έχει έναν στρογγέν μιτσίν με στους εφτά πλανήτες για λουρούδα μου. Σαν με μες στην καρκιά τα λόγια που μου είπες μαύρο μάτα μου. Και πιάσαν με μες στην καρκιά τα λόγια που μου είπες μαύρο μάτα μου.
Woman from Tilaria by the Cypriot group Monsieur Doumani from their album Gripi Grappa, which is out on their own label. Don't expect any sleeve notes because you won't find any. And all the titles are first written in Greek and then there's an English translation. So, John, why did you choose that particular track?
It's actually very catchy. The song is full of quite catchy Mediterranean melodies, nothing that I knew or recognised, but I just felt there was something quite fun. You can see that they're a very popular live band. There is a kind of humorous element to what they do, but I don't think it's a disrespectful thing. I think they use that humour as well to do quite satirical songs, things that comment on the current political situation there.
Arwa, what do you think?
I mean, you were sort of saying, you know, it's very easy on the ears, very deftly played Mediterranean sounding melody, and I would be really interested to hear more Cypriot roots. And I think some of the traditional melodies that they've chosen to cover on this album actually are traditions that span from Anatolia to Greece. They're not necessarily specifically from one part of Cyprus. That's not necessarily made completely clear, but it makes it a bit generic.
Also, the fact they come from very different musical backgrounds. So, you know, they might have started off playing electronic instruments or classical instruments or rock guitar, and they've somehow channeled a kind of rocky, poppy, almost proggy sensibility into playing acoustic instrument.
I think you can hear that a bit in the flute that we just heard, for
that
instance.
That was a very proggy song, actually. I was quite intrigued by the fact that they've thrown in a couple of modern numbers, as you say, that refer to more recent times in Cyprus and the financial crisis that the country's been going through.
There is a very striking track, which I think has already been played on Radio 3, which is the one with a guest vocalist, Maroula Constantinou, which I didn't choose because it's atypical, but it uses drum machine and it uses these very kind of rather strange and haunting vocals and generates a different kind of atmosphere. And that's perhaps a hint of what this band might be capable of as they develop and they get more popular.
The album sounded a bit like a work in progress to me, and there was enough there to keep me interested and think, actually, these are intriguing times, and, you know, they're not just reviving some of the heritage from Cyprus, but they're also commenting on modern situations that their generation is going through. But there was a bit of an identity crisis, and I think you've kind of picked up on that by pointing out the track that they've done with the drum machines, Young Upwardly Mobile Professional, I think it's called.
That's right.
doesn't quite sit with the more rootsy melodies.
Gripi Grappa by Monsieur Doumani from Cyprus is out now on their own label. Arwa was sort of staying vaguely in that part of the world, but moving a little further north. What have you brought?
Right, yes. The next compilation we're going to listen to is called Stand Up People, and it's a collection of gypsy pop songs from Tito's Yugoslavia, spanning 1964 to 1980. It was an era of autocratic rule, but also a time that actually afforded the Roma people their own recognised status. So it's a fascinating collection of very vivacious music, and as you'd imagine, there's a great diversity of roots and voices on here, but perhaps the most fiery voice on this collection is the celebrated queen of the gypsies, Esma Recepova. And the track we're going to listen to by her, there are several on this compilation, is called Apre Papi Sokerijan, and it's a track where she beseeches her father not to marry her off too young.
Sakira jan, sakira jan, didi jan. Abre papi,
Queen of the Gypsies, Esma Recepova, with her song Abre Babi Sokerjan. And that was recorded, when was that actually recorded?
1964, so it's one of the earlier tracks on that compilation.
Which, and the compilation, the title of the compilation is Stand Up People, Gypsy Pop Songs from Tito's Yugoslavia, 1964 to 1980. And that is out on Asphalt Tango, that label that's doing really wonderful compilations of early 1960s, 50s, 60s recordings.
There's a real passion about the way they put these things together. And
yeah.
They've found recordings from libraries and also just by hunting down collectors and going into shops and finding old, you know, little bits of vinyl from here and there. And I must say, I think this compilation is done with great flair, but you know it's interesting on sort of academic levels, lots to read and contextualise, but it's also sequenced in a way that makes it a really strong listen.
And of course, what, as you were saying, Arwa, it's what's really interesting, and I suppose the title Stand Up People comes from that, is that that Tito, although a dictator, did give status to the Roma people which is not the case so much anymore in that part of, you know, former Yugoslavia.
And what's musically exciting is that the Roma culture gave rise to a very weirdly hybrid music, because they absorbed so many different parts of the Balkan music and also Indian music,
right,
which you can hear in there and even more in some of the other tracks.
Absolutely. It's a really interesting mix of both heritage and some modern influences as well, because actually the sleeve notes on the album are fascinating, because there's so many different levels of, so many different stories here, so many singers that maybe aren't as well known as Esma is, and
but she's got a great story too, doesn't she?
They
travelled to India and back overland, performing everywhere, including Iraq.
Yes, that's right. At one point, she and her band performed for Saddam Hussein. She's certainly one of the most well-travelled voices that I've listened to, and certainly on this album, she's probably the most well-travelled voice, and apparently, you know, studied lots of languages along the way as well. And I don't know whether I should mention this, but I was intrigued to... She's still very much alive and well, which is obviously great, and... sounds like she's still in very good voice, but I was intrigued to find out that she actually entered the Eurovision Song Contest for Macedonia this year and didn't qualify.
Really?
Yeah. So I would say remember her this way, because this is a great album. I think I was expecting it to be, like, when I first got the album as well, I mean, you know, the title suggests this collection of protest songs. In a sense, they are protest songs, but they're very personal protest songs and cries from the heart. And
yeah, it's embedded in the music,
yeah,
rather than lyrics that in a language we don't understand. So I think that makes it a very exhilarating listen.
Well, that album, Stand Up People, Gypsy Pop Songs from Tito's Yugoslavia, 1964 to 1980, is out on Asphalt Tango. Well, we're moving on now to the last of the CDs that we're reviewing in today's World Roots. John, what is it?
This is an album called Alter from a singer called Ninka, who comes from Friesland. And most of the songs on the album are sung in the Frisian language, which is something I had no knowledge of until just a week or so ago. And there's a curious kind of Northern Europe, Southern Europe hybrid here, because Friesland is the northern part of the Netherlands, and she's working with a producer and musicians from Spain.
Javier Limón.
That's correct. And using palmas and kind of flamenco-style guitar and...
But not on all the tracks. Not on all the tracks.
No, it's... I must say, I don't find this a completely satisfying album. I think there's a few quite interesting tracks and their original compositions. The language itself gives a certain kind of... coolness.
Arwa?
My interest was definitely piqued by the notion of being able to hear songs in a language that was new to me, and the combination, as you say, of different traditions. But rather than sparking a kind of magical fusion, it just left me feeling really ambivalent, this collection, because the good things about Ninka's voice, I mean, she's got a very lucid, coolly poetic way of singing, but... it kind of made for quite an anodyne collection, I thought. At its best, it has a poetry. At its worst, it felt insufferably polite to me and just lacked any kind of soul.
She does have a lovely voice, it must be said. I mean, she is, you know, she's got a kind of... There's something sort of slightly Joan Baez-y about her voice, without quite being as special as... Joan Baez.
Well, when I first heard her, I thought of Larsa, and then lo and behold, there is a cover by of a song by Larsa, which is the final track on this album. But I feel there's an ambition there, and there's somebody who's very good, and you know, one hopes that we'll hear great things from her in the future.
I think, like you, John, I feel that, you know, the flamenco sounding tracks don't quite mesh with the more kind of northern sounding tracks, and then there's a bit of a kind of fado sound to some of them, and it's a bit of a mishmash.
I think I don't necessarily dislike mishmashes in theory. I think they can produce some of the best music, and the reason I picked out this track is because it actually throws a lot of stuff into the mix, including a poet's spoken word Frisian as well. So we get a taste for language which we're told is somewhere between Dutch and English, although I couldn't really find my way through it at all.
Set to flamenco palmas and flamenco guitar and flamenco voices.
And the kitchen sink.
And the kitchen sink.
So we're going to hear a track which features the poet Sebi Hettinger reciting his own words.
In Frisian.
In Frisian. And it's called Efterreach.
ihr glanzerigende Dai. Nei de onde sinne glinstert de nacht van een boppe moine en een jonken stier. In de dreemwolken doze van het jonken liets een zefter ben, zien efter eer.
The song After Reach from the debut album by the Frisian singer Ninka, and the title of the album is Alter, and that's out on Crammed Discs. So many thanks to my guest reviewers, John L. Walters and Arwa Haider. And as ever, full details of all the music played in this programme can be found on the World Music pages of the Radio 3 website. You're listening to World Roots with me, Lucy Duran, and we've more music now from Cuban band Sierra Maestra. Named after the mountain range in eastern Cuba that gave birth to the musical style known as son, the band formed in 1976 to revive and promote this wonderful Cuban dance music that was so popular from the 1920s onwards. 36 years on, not all the original members of the band are still with us, but today they're a vibrant mix of old hands and young blood. And all nine of them came by our Maida Vale studios back in May when they were in the UK on tour. And they started off with La Cocaleca, the name of a popular Panamanian seafood.
Yo quiero Coca-Cola y dame Coca-Cola, vamos.
La Cocaleca, a song by the nine-piece group Sierra Maestra, performing here at the BBC Maida Vale Studios, especially for World Roots. And it's a great pleasure to have you back on the programme after some years now. And I'm here with two members of the group, Alejandro Suarez, who does vocals and plays clave, who's one of the founder members, and also Yelfris Valdez, who's the trumpeter in the band and one of the new members of the band. Well, new, you've been with the group now for what, 9 years?
About 10 years.
10 years. Okay.
The last one.
Yeah. Really? The newest member of the band?
Yeah.
Alejandro, you created your group in 1976 in Havana,
mm-hmm.
and there are five members of the original group still in the band, which mm-hmm. is wonderful. What was happening to Son at the time? Why did you need to rescue it? Was it a dead form in 1976?
Because in this time, the Cuban music was disappearing on the radio, on the TV, everywhere. In this moment, we study in the university, and we asking about the old music. What happened with the old music? Now we have the same problems because too much reggaeton, too much things, too much rock, too much pop in the radio, not too much Cuban music. So I hope that some young people try to do the same as Otemar.
We're having a big problem right now in the society because we got a lot of influence by a lot of, you know, American music, English music. So, but it's not me, you know. There's a few of us, young people in Cuba, trying to rescue, you know, try to place a tape and format and record, stuff like that, you know.
But it's interesting because Cuba seems to me a country that has always really treasured its own music. What's happening now?
It's more complicated than that, you know. It's not about the people. It's about the radio, the broadcasting, you know, the
access to all so many different kinds of music.
Exactly, you know.
The next piece of music that you're going to play is called El Pilón.
El Pilón.
And I know that El Pilón refers to the mortar and pestle when you grind coffee and things like that. It was a style that was created in the 1960s.
Yeah.
And it's so tell me about it.
It's a very rhythmic rhythm, you know. It's very hard, you know. I don't know how to dance it, but with this song, we wanted to give tribute to Pacho Alonso, that it was one of the best performers on Pilon style, you know.
Alejandro, what do you know about Pilon?
You're older than me.
Pilon was created from the 60s, but it's developed from the Shangui.
One of those very old styles of song.
Very popular when I was younger. Very popular in the 60s. Yeah.
Who composed it?
Jesus Bello, our singer, composed Pilon. He think about the Pilon and said, I want to make the Pilon. So
it's always in this same spirit of Sierra Maestra, of reviving and rescuing and you know, making popular again the old styles.
Yeah, they are giving to us, the young people from the band, you know, the opportunity to do arrangement, you know. They're reviving the style all the time.
They're always renewing.
They're renewing.
It's a great spirit of Sierra Maestra. So let's hear Sierra Maestra here in the Maida Vale Studios do El Pilón.
Para bailarlo un poquito más que el son. Pacho Alonso lo Ya lo aprendí, tenía razón. Ahora que puedo bailar, no me gusta más el estilo. Cuando yo salí a bailarlo en el medio del salón, la gente quiere mirar cómo se baila el estilo. Ya lo aprendí, tenía razón. Ahora que puedo bailar, no me gusta más el estilo.
Cuando yo era jovencito bailaba muy bien el son. Y después de unos añitos me gusta más el estilo.
Ya lo aprendí, tenía razón. Ahora que puedo bailar, no me gusta más el estilo.
Ahora que aprendí a bailarlo, me gusta más el estilo. Porque se baila bien suave, es sabroso y sabroso.
Ya lo aprendí, tenía razón. Ahora que puedo bailar, no me gusta más el estilo.
El Pilon by Sierra Maestra, performing here in the studios for World Roots. And that song was by Jesús Bello, who is the singer, the lead singer in this wonderful Cuban band. When I hear the voice of Jesús Bello, Alejandro, I think about your wonderful late singer, José Maceo, who had such a special voice. He had that quintessential Cuban voice. And I honestly thought after he died that no one could replace him. But I have to say, Jesús Bello has a fabulous voice and he really brings that old spirit of Sierra Maestra back.
Yes, Jesús Bello is a great voice. So when he starts to play with us, to sing with us, we don't want that to get the old piece from Sierra Maestra. We want the new... projection. We start to get another song, different song. Not the same song with José Antonio. It's a different level, you know? Sierra Maestra before José Antonio and Sierra Maestra after José Antonio. That's the way.
So he's replaced José Antonio Maceo, but it's a new sound.
Yeah.
It's a new sound. Tell us about your latest album, which is called Sierra Maestra Live, which is just coming out. Are they mostly new pieces?
Yeah, mostly new pieces because they're focusing in other way, you know, keeping traditional music, you know, alive, but in a new way, you know, a new way, a kind of new solos, you know, more like jazzy stuff. And Jesús Bello's voice is fabulous and the tres player. It's like jazzing a little bit more and doing more harmony, you know, in this album. And I think it's quite interesting, you know.
How much can you change old style son without it being son anymore?
Okay, we cannot. I think, you know, song is very pure. You cannot replace the song, you know, style and rhythm. It's like you can't.
And who would want to anyway?
Yeah.
It's so
beautiful.
What
you can do is like recreate a little bit, you know, but just a little bit, not too much. because it loses the power, you know.
Song is very elemental.
Yeah.
You know, it's very simple. So it's impossible to change. You can put detail.
Change the details.
Yeah, something detailed, something jazz, or some phrase for the trumpet. But the root is impossible because it's no song, you know. Song is very, very simple.
And what about your song called A Donde Va Chichi?
Ah, Donde Va Chichi as well. We recording the many years ago, so but now we want to pick up again with us.
Another because, rescue.
Yeah, yes.
Of an old song.
It's very,
of
very, very nice rumba, you know. It's very, very
It's a rumba and it's dedicated to Chango, to the Orisha, the god of lightning and thunder and virility and the bata drums.
The ability, the power, yeah.
So we are going to end now this special World Roots session with Sierra Maestra, the wonderful band from Cuba, with a piece called A Donde Va Chichi. Yael Fries,
thank you for inviting us.
Valdez, thank you very much. Alejandro Suarez, thank you very much, both of you. Thanks to all the band Sierra Maestra. Here they are, A Donde Va Chichi.
Thank you.
Sierra Maestra in session for World Roots, which was presented by Lucy Duran and produced by Peter Meanwell.